This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 8 months into the pandemic in the U.S., and rural communities are now getting slammed. As Blake Farmer of WPLN in Nashville reports, some of those communities are finding out just how vulnerable they are to the virus.
The 13,000 residents of Grundy County, Tennessee, are fairly isolated. Its scenic mountains are home to parks with names like Savage Gulf and Fiery Gizzard. Mayor Michael Brady says until recently, residents felt that distance protected them from COVID-19.
Folks got relaxed. They felt like, you know, life's coming back to normality. And, of course, that's really not the case right now.
Grundy County has gone from basically no COVID to 7 or 8 new cases a day, a per capita rate higher than Tennessee's largest cities. And there's just one place to get tested, the health department.
At times, I've had to deploy the sheriff's department up there to navigate traffic because they'll be lined up in the road.
Across the country, rural counties in states like South Dakota, Kansas, and Kentucky are now seeing spikes. J.C. Worrell is director of the Rural Health Association of Tennessee.
Business as usual is kind of the mantra in a lot of our rural communities, and there's still this perception that the spread of COVID is more of an urban issue.
Rural residents are also more likely to have serious risk factors, says Tennessee's top health official, Dr. Lisa Piercy.
Things like diabetes and high blood pressure and significant obesity, COPD or emphysema, heart disease. So they are not only more likely to contract the disease, but to have worse outcomes.
And when people get severely ill, help may not be as close as it used to be. In the last decade, more than 120 rural hospitals have closed nationwide. Mayor Brady in Grundy County, Tennessee, says he needs help.
We have no hospital. We have no urgent care. We have just the health department. Rural Grundy County desperately needs a medical facility.
For now, residents are traveling to other counties if they become seriously ill, and some of those hospitals are starting to reach capacity. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.